This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur with your host, Steve Kidd, third-generation minister and business coach. Join Steve and his guests to get answers to your questions and help break through to the next level in your business.
This is Steve. Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur. I really appreciate you kicking off your year here again with us on Thriving Entrepreneur. I'm so blessed every time you choose to join us here on the show. So we want to kick off this year talking about your business in the light of what makes it profitable. But we want to talk about it from a different standpoint, and that's having to do with your exit strategy. Now, there isn't necessarily anybody that's listening right now that's thinking about selling their business right here in the new year, but what it takes to make your business profitable is the same things that it's going to take to make your business sellable in the future. You need to have an exit strategy for your business, whether that be I'm going to pass it on to my children, I'm going to sell it, I'm going to go public, any of those kind of things. If we don't have that planned in mind, what we do is we end up developing a business that really doesn't have the wherewithal to go long term into the kind of things that really, really effectively make us a good and profitable business. It seems kind of counterintuitive that the thing that you can do to make your business the most successful is to figure out how you could get rid of it. And I know that seems weird to you, but the truth of the matter is that you need to have the exit strategy in mind, because you need to develop a company that has value beyond the fulfillment of your passion that it gives you. Don't get me wrong, that's amazing for you to share your unique brilliance with the world. But when it comes to profitability, the kind of things that we need to do and the kind of systems that we need to put in place are the things that the outside world looks at our business and judges whether or not we truly have a profitable business. So we want to talk to you today about your exit strategy so that you can start things out right here at the beginning of this year and be in a place where your business is not just surviving, but thriving. Welcome, Ace Chapman. Ace, thanks for coming and being here with us today.
It's great to be here with you, Steve, and I'm excited to jump into some of the things we're going to talk about today, and I think it's going to be really valuable for folks.
Yeah. For people who aren't familiar with your work and stuff, tell us a little bit about yourself and what got you to this point.
Well, it started, like we were just talking about, 16 years ago, which is hard to believe. But I bought a business not because of any big plan about becoming this guy that buys and sells businesses. It was really just a matter of an opportunity presenting itself and me deciding just to say yes and try to jump in and do it. And I actually reached out to a company about being an intern. I had been a customer of the business, and they responded saying, actually, we really just want to sell this. Would you want to buy it? And so this was a business making about $60,000 a year. They only wanted $74,000, which I had no idea how amazing that deal was. So I went back to them and asked for 50% financing and ended up raising some more capital because I only had about $3,000 myself. So it could have been $70,000 or $1 million. But I got that very first transaction done, and that was when I realized that, hey, I've never heard anybody really talking about buying a business. I've never heard many people end up growing that business, eventually selling it. And I realized, man, there aren't a lot of people talking about selling it. And everybody focused on just start. So that's what I've spent the last 16 years doing, up until 6 years ago, mainly just buying and selling businesses, done, about 16 offline deals, done over 50 internet businesses, And then 6 years ago, started working with other people to buy businesses, grow them, and sell them.
Wow. So, you know, you brought up a good point in there. We always talk about how to start your business, how to grow your business, how to get, you know, get your business to the next level. But I think the one thing that we don't talk about is what's the plan? What's your exit strategy? What are you going to do? When is enough enough?
Yeah. And really importantly, you know, we're doing all this work. Are we building an asset that's going to give us the most value when we do want to sell it?
So what are some of the secrets to really building an asset rather than just having a whole lot of fun and living our passion?
Well, I think there's a lot of value to finding something you're passionate about and getting into it. But I think a lot of people really get obsessed and work really hard to get to that break-even point and then profitability where they can pay their bills. And so as entrepreneurs, that's our focus. The tough thing is it can be opposite processes. So a lot of the things that make a ton of sense for you to do just to get the most money out of a business are things that could drive down the value of that business. And I talk to people all the time who come to us with businesses that they want to sell. They've poured all their heart and their energy into that business, and then they're ready to sell it, and they come to us and we're like, man, it may be tough. There may be nobody out there that really wants to buy this. And it's a shock for them. But one of the main things is there's a big difference between building a job that pays you really well and building a well-oiled machine that is a business that basically anybody can come in and it's not built around you. It's built around systems that can be run by anybody. When you have that kind of business, it attracts a lot of buyers. And that's what allows somebody to maximize the price they sell their business at and be able to sell at a premium in the market, among a lot of other things.
So would you say that every business should be looking at the kind of things that, you know, would be an exit strategy, would make them sellable, that kind of thing? Or are there some businesses that just by the nature of them are never going to qualify for this?
And there are very few businesses that don't qualify. You know, I've seen businesses, you know, one that comes to mind is a blog. You know, we've done several blogs where it's really built around that individual. And then they come to us and, you know, it's one of those things where you're probably never going to do something forever. As passionate as you are, you know, about a business, now we're at a stage where most people are just going to change careers a few times in their lifetime. Most people are going to change businesses or get tired and want to do something else. You know, when I'm working in the offline world from the baby boomer generation, it is, it's not rare to see somebody who literally started a business 30 years ago. I just bought one. You know, this guy ran this business for 33 years. I bought it 3 years ago. It's what he did his whole life. That's a lot more rare now. So when you start a business, you got to understand probably 5 years, 10 years, you're going to want to get into something else. And it's a painful thing for a few reasons just to shut something down because it's unsellable. Number one is because you poured a lot of work into it and you just hate to see something disappear. And number two is you put a lot of work into it, and so you it'd be great to get paid for that work. So I found it's really a matter of kind of shifting the work that you're doing on the front end so it's not as painful on the back end. But, you know, I'll give you some examples, like with the blogs. When you have this blog, it's built around a person, you know, it's their identity. They have a relationship with the visitors. That's something that they can't sell immediately. You know, they'll come to us. We built a network of business buyers all over the country. So we get a lot of people that come to us to sell their business to us. And a lot of times we got to tell them, listen, it's going to be some work. We've got to go through a process to get this business at a level where it attracts buyers. And part of that has been with those blogs starting to separate that owner, which can take some time. You know, we start to introduce some other writers, allow them, these employees, to build a relationship with the people that are coming in and answer questions in the comments and that kind of thing. Sometimes it's removing the individual's name. And it's just this very slow process, which really could be started from the beginning. And then you get into some of those other areas like systemizing the business, where it's a lot easier to do some of those things as you're growing the business and tracking, you know, the types of marketing that work and those kind of things, that when a buyer comes in and you've got everything laid out, what they're getting isn't just a business, it's almost like a franchise. And so when you look at franchises, all they've done is document a business that works, and people are willing to pay six figures for the documentation around this business that works. And so when you can add that to your business, you've just created something that you can sell at a premium. And it's not that much more work. And it's a lot easier to do it as you're building the business and to have all of this information that a seller can have access to, as opposed to waiting till the end and trying to scramble and make changes like we talked about with the blog.
You have my mind just racing with all kinds of thoughts now about my own business. You know, I'll use me as a perfect example. One of the core strategies of our business is me being here on the radio. How do I duplicate something so personal that I happen to also enjoy and people at least tell me I'm good at? How do you duplicate that kind of a thing?
Yeah, and there's so many ways you can go with it. I mean, the most obvious thing is to slowly bring in guest interviewers. You know, it could be other people in the space so that somebody else can see, okay, it's not just 100% you. One of the things is with this, it's not to say you have to completely remove yourself. You know, like you said, you're passionate about doing these interviews and it's something that you enjoy. So you just want to do it, which is great. But you're really showing the potential buyer that these other things are possible. So you may move back from doing all of them and bring on maybe other interviewers from other podcasts to interview your guests as a guest interviewer. You might hire somebody to begin doing some of the interviews in addition to that. You might have somebody who comes in and you start to build these people up under you that are kind of a part of what you're doing, but it doesn't replace your podcast. It just shows, hey, we can duplicate this with anyone over and over. So what you're doing is putting yourself, and that's what I've had to do every time I've sold one of my businesses. I have to put myself in the shoes of my customer. And that's what we do in business every day. It just so happens that this customer is interested in buying our business. So how can I get that customer excited about buying my business? And then how can I set my inventory, which is my business, apart from all the other inventory out there so that it is the obvious best choice? And they realize, hey, this is so much better. This is what I really want. And I'm willing to compete with other people who really want it so that I can be the person that gets it.
You want to position your business in such a way that there's literally competition in the marketplace for your business. Not just that you know, people want your products, goods, and services, but on a simple spreadsheet, people look at your business and they see it as a product that they'd like to buy, the whole business, you know, all of the things that make it up. That's the kind of things that then allow us to be profitable. But in addition to that, if you ever got to the place, you know, we don't even have to talk about selling your business. If you ever got to the place where you wanted to go public with your business or even bring in investors, investors are going to look at your business from a very purely, you know, spreadsheet kind of a view, and they want to know how profitable and how sellable is your business, how appealing to people wanting to buy businesses like yours would your business be. We'll be right back on Thriving Entrepreneur.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Will you be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. I'm here with Ace Chapman, and we are talking about your exit strategy. It's important with our business that we have a strategy, not only for how we're going to start, not only for what we're doing every day, every week, every month, but how are we going to exit from the company? What is the ultimate goal of our business? And, you know, there's a lot of things that are in that. There's the passion that drives us and the reach that we want to have to people. But somewhere in there, there needs to be a plan for the long-term end of your business, if you will. And there's several events that could be. It could be bringing on multiple partners, so that it's no longer just you doing it, and you slowly move away from being the primary position of the company to being just a part or even an advisor to the company. There could be a public event, meaning that you sell public shares of stock in your company and it becomes a publicly held company instead of a privately held company. That would be another form of exit strategy. There's the potential for your children taking over the business and it passing on to generation to generation. And a lot of people would like to, create a company like, for example, a Sears and Roebuck or something like that, or, the Ford Motor Company that is several generations of people, that have been at the helm of the company. That would still then be an exit strategy where you, the father and original founder or mother and original founder, pass it on to your son or your daughter, and they're running the day-to-day operations. And another potential for it would be an event where you would just simply sell the business. You would be like, I have this all created, this well-oiled machine. I put a wonderful bow on it, and I'm now ready to sell it. There's a lot of people that have done that. I mean, probably the most noted, example in recent history has been George Lucas selling the Star Wars franchise to the Disney Corporation. He invented it. He brought it out from basically nowhere and then turned around and sold the entirety of the rights to it to Disney for $1 billion. And he's at a place now where he can, live the rest of his life, not just working day to day, figuring out what next thing is in the Star Wars universe, but, spending time with family and those kind of things. All of those possibilities are exit strategies, and we want to talk to you about what you need to do with your business in order for it to be available. So what's the market like out there? I mean, most of us as entrepreneurs, we think about the toil and the sweat that we've gone through starting the business from nothing. What's the market like out there for just finding a business that's already started and buying it?
Oh man, I love it. It's one of those things just nobody thinks about. So there's not a lot of competition. And there are a couple of things that are happening in the market where there's an increase in supply. And so anytime you can get into a market where there's increase in supply and very little competition, then there're going to be opportunities that exist. So a couple of things that are happening in the market right now. Number one is we're seeing baby boomers who are starting to sell their businesses. And, I talk about the guy who run a business for 33 years. This is something that's not going anywhere. It's a part of the community. It's got, just because it's been around for so long, it's got brand recognition that if I tried to spend $1 million this year to get that brand recognition, I couldn't have people just know all about the business, what it does and all. It's not just because it's been around for so long. It's absolutely invaluable. So you've got these baby boomers that are bringing those kinds of businesses to market. You've got the internet deals, which are now reaching a maturity point where they are really strong business candidates. It's at a point now where we understand what business models work, which don't. We're buying deals that are 5, 6, 7 years old, which obviously just with the age of the internet and maturity of the businesses didn't exist when I first started doing this stuff. So that's a whole new thing. So you have these two new supplies of businesses that are coming to the market. And it's creating a really neat dynamic where we have an opportunity to go in and negotiate deals and not have a ton of competition. If anybody's invested in real estate or invested in the stock market, where you have a lot of people that are looking for that next rock bottom deal in this space, simply because 99.9% of the information around owning a business is all about starting from scratch. There's very few people that have ever even thought of this. I mean, I talk to people every day who own multi-million dollar businesses. Like, man, so you could just go and just buy something and sell it. And that's just something that very few people are talking about.
So what is the turnaround time? I mean, are we talking about, I know you said earlier something about 3 years that you've been working with. Is that average, or is it quicker than that, or how does that work?
Personally, and I tend to hold businesses on an average of 2 years. I do have clients, people that are a part of our Business Buyers Network, that will flip businesses in a couple of months. So we'll talk a little bit about how both of those work. On my strategy, I am not doing a ton to change the business. I love finding a business that works. It's you know, moving along. There's employees in place. I'm really just not changing a lot. I'm coming in, taking over, maybe making some improvements here and there. But it's a business that's just a great business, and the seller's just ready to sell. It's not broken. And so with those businesses, I tend to buy them at 2x earnings. So on average, businesses sell anywhere between 2 to 3x earnings, which basically means I'm going to be able to pay this business off in 2 years. So that's really my goal. If you can go out and figure out a way to, you know, with limited risk get 50% returns, then you're doing pretty good. And so that's my strategy. Now, on the other side, we understand how to package a business. And so I have a lot of people that simply go into a business, they'll take over the business, they will then start to do a lot of the work that we're talking about that attracts buyers. So they'll start to get systems in place. They'll make sure that their employees that are running the business, they'll document the business so that they're able to sit down with a seller and say, you know, what are your biggest concerns with this business? And then they bring out the operating procedures, and the buyer may say, you know, my biggest concern is if this manager quits, I'm not going to know what to do. I can't run this thing. I can't do her job. That makes me really nervous. And when you can sit across the desk and say, well, if you turn in that folder to the employee section and go to manager, it'll tell you, you know, if this manager leaves, here are the two people to put into the positions that will allow you to just keep managing. Here's where you put an ad in to replace that manager. Here's exactly what's in that ad. Here's the questions that you want to ask and what their answers should be. When you can break down in every area of the business to that level, from management to marketing and things you've tried and tested and the exact results and all these things, it gets a buyer excited because nobody else in the marketplace is presenting them with that clear a path, which is what we want. We just want a clear path to success. We don't really want to have to trudge through trying to figure everything out and testing. And, you know, one of my favorite things about just people that come to us that we help buy businesses, it's like they walk in with these huge backpacks of all the things that they've learned. They've mastered Facebook marketing and Instagram, and now they're doing Periscope, and they understand PPC and email and all these endless things. And now they're trying to like apply that to starting a business from scratch, and they just are, their minds are totally cluttered. And it's like, you know what? Put down the backpack. We're not going to let go of all that stuff. We're going to go find a business that's working. We're going to become a master at what they're doing that works. And then we're going to improve it and test out things that make sense, as opposed to trying to learn everything that you think you're going to need to know that may or may not be needed in the business that you end up starting.
And I think that's a really great point is, we're always saying, do what you're good at and then find other people who can do the rest of it. And we're always telling people that. Mm. But we're always applying that to a more traditional, you you know, started your business from scratch method. And as you're talking, I'm thinking to myself, it's like, imagine if you could come in and all the people that have the support skills that enhance what you're good at are already in place, and you could just step in and do what you're good at.
Exactly. And you take that a step further. What we do is we start with some testing. We do some personality testing, some skill set testing. We build a profile of where this person is going to be good, what industries, and kind of once they're inside the business, what they're going to be good at. And so you take an example, like we had a lady who just was really high when it came to marketing. And we come across a business that was run by two programmers. They obviously were very high when it came to tech. It was in the publishing industry, and they were great at what they did. They came in every day and programmed. And just because the product was so amazing, they were able to attract a ton of business and just word of mouth. They never need to spend a dime on marketing. And I specifically remember, you know, just because this story was so apparent, you know, she did a call with them, and, you know, the whole time they're talking programming and what needs to be done next. And this is what we would do if we, you know, still kept the business. We would do more programming on this and do more programming on that. And she gets off the phone with them and gets on the phone with me. It's like, why in the world did you waste my time talking to those people? Everything with this business is all about programming. And, you know, I told her that's because they're programmers. You know, it's the old saying with the hammer, everything looks like a nail. So every problem was a programming. Like, they had done 99.9% of everything that could be done with programming. And so now they're focused on the last 0.1%. Long story short, we ended up closing that deal. It was a $250,000 business. She grew it in the first year to a $500,000 business, on track this year to take it to a $1.4 million business, just because she did the opposite. So now what normally happens is marketers love talking to other marketers. So a marketer sits down with another marketer and they are talking about the business, like, oh yeah, you can try this, I've tried that, da, 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 da. And the marketing buyer is like, I want to deal with this seller. If a programmer had been on that call with those programmers, he would say, oh, this is the perfect business for me. Like, we're talking the same language. I like these guys. They're telling me everything I need to do from a programming standpoint. But the truth is, maybe it's finance that needs to be proved. Maybe it's somebody with the operation skills or, you know, like I said, the marketing skills. So we want to look at the business that basically complements your weaknesses and allows you to take advantage of your strengths.
What are the things that are really great at? What are the kind of things that you don't even enjoy doing in your business? All of those are the kind of things that we can then consider as we are looking at, you know, potential other moves for our company. It doesn't necessarily have to be the sale point of our company. It could be something as simple as bringing on another company to, not do the things that you're not good at to begin with. We've heard it said many times by Sandra Yancey and many others that you really need to do the things that only you can do and stop doing the things that you're not good at. Allow other people room in your company to be able to shine. We'll be right back on Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who've been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called Accelerated Networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Well, you'll be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve, and I'm here with Ace Chapman. We are talking about your exit strategy. What is the long-term plan for your company? We have given you some great examples of both ways that you can make your company more profitable today, more effective in the space that it's in, and also have the ability to acquire another company that can come in and be a complement to it, or sell your company and allow it to be the complement to another company that's running really well. So let's take it from the other standpoint. I mean, we mentioned at the beginning that we want to talk to a person about an exit strategy. And I know there's some resistance in a lot of people who have built their baby from scratch in even talking about the concept of selling it. But can you explain to people why it is that we really do need to have a strategy for the end of our business?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things that's tough to talk about because as entrepreneurs, we're naturally positive people. You know, everybody wants to talk about all the good stuff about entrepreneurship. And, you know, one of the things that we get a lot of, and it's unfortunate, it's tough, is people who come to us in those situations where they're desperate to sell, you know, whether it's health issues or a death. And, you know, one of the we've seen several in the last couple of years, you know, especially when the spouse is involved. You know, you have a spouse that's running a business and they pass away. And the spouse doesn't really know. You know, we had one where unfortunately the wife didn't even know the passwords. She came to us and literally didn't even know how to get in, how to get the money. You know, it's really sad, let alone like run the business or be able to train somebody and all these things. And so this work that you're doing increases that value. So you think about, you know, whatever, you know, you may get sick or you can't run the business and your family's just trying to sell it to somebody. if you don't have this kind of procedure, operating procedures that we talked about and all that stuff put together, you know, you haven't gone out and tested marketing and can and have all that in a marketing process stepped out kind of step by step for somebody, it's going to mean that you've got to sell that business at a rock bottom price because the buyer has to come in and figure everything out themselves. So if you're not planning to sell, if you don't have an exit strategy, I think you're planning to have to liquidate your business as opposed to being able to just sell it at a normal price.
Well, and the thing about it is, you know, a lot of us as parents have dreams of, you know, we're going to pass our business down to our children and our grandchildren. And, you know, 100 years from now, we're going to be the new Sears and Roebuck, you know, or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. And it's great. You know, I think we work with a lot of folks. One of my funny stories, sometimes we get into the deal and we get the kids excited about the deal. We had a business that we had negotiated to buy. We're giving the owner everything that he wanted. And, you know, we a lot of times we structure the financing so we get the seller cash, but we may get it so that we don't put up any of the cash. And so that was the case in this one deal. And he had a son that he had kind of wanted to take over the business, but the son didn't want to. So the son gets on the call at the end and he's like, "So I'm looking at the paperwork and it doesn't look like you guys are paying any money at closing." And we're like, "Nope, we're not, but your dad is getting everything that he wants in this business." And, you know, he's like, "Well, that just doesn't seem fair." And we kind of, me and my client are looking at each other like, what do you mean? How's that not fair? He's getting what he wants. He's like, "But you guys aren't having to pay anything up front." Well, long story short, he realized like, well, if they're going to do that, then I'm going to do it. So, you know, obviously we hated losing that deal, but that got his son excited about owning the business and he ended up buying it, taking our deal and buying it. That's so that cool. Happens too.
Yeah. Well, and the truth of the matter is that often our children, when they become adults, you know, they're not into the things that we wish they were into, you know, and better to be able to support them being the best version of themselves rather than hold them under the guilty cloud of, "Yes, but I built this business for you."
Yeah, which can be tough. And, I think even in that case, it's like, you don't want to put that pressure on them. It's kind of like, "Hey, I want you to get to the point where you like it."
Absolutely. I mean, there are so many reasons that a person needs to exit their business. But the big thing that I've noticed that you pointed out was, regardless of if you ever do sell your business, you want your business to be an asset and not something that has very little value if it wasn't for the, you know, insert large number of hours you're working every day.
Yeah. And I think we're like you said, like we can be hard workers, we can love our business, but the more we can separate ourselves from it, take a step back and see it as this own entity, not just, you know, our little baby, it becomes a little bit easier to start to build it into something that other people are going to see as attractive as well.
It can be hard. It can be very, very difficult to take this thing that we have literally created out of nothing, that we've given birth to, and, you know, allow it to have a life of its own. But the truth of the matter is that if we realize that our company is something that needs to be viable enough that it can live beyond us, without us, and you know, above us, if you will, it really then gives us the capability to be able to create something that really can effectively impact the world, because then it isn't reliant on us, on the days that we feel good and the days that we feel bad and all those kind of things. it can really truly be something that can be of significant, impactful value every day, every moment of every day, to help change the world. And ultimately, as difficult sometimes as it is to think about that with our company, we really do truly want to create a company that has that kind of viability so that we can really truly impact the world. We'll be right back. Thank you for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who've been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called accelerated networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best-kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Will you be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
Absolutely. So I know there are a couple of categories of people that have been listening to this call. We have group A that is, I have no interest in selling my business, but I definitely want to build it right so that I could if I wanted to. And group B are people that are like, man, I've just been waiting for somebody to tell me how to get out of this business. Talk to people about how they can work with you to help them do either of those.
So one of the ways we work with business sellers is we have a network of buyers, and we've got people literally all over the world now, from Israel to obviously all over the U.S., South Africa, Korea, And they go in and they're in the business of buying businesses. The other thing that we do, though, is we can represent them in helping them find the right buyer or strategic buyer, because the truth is, a lot of times strategic buyer is going to give you a lot more money than a financial buyer. We also work with business owners and entrepreneurs that want to go and buy businesses. So, you know, we work with a lot of businesses that are looking to grow through acquisition. And then we work with a lot of entrepreneurs that kind of get tired of being in what I call the entrepreneur gauntlet, trying to make something work with the odds against them. And they want to go out and buy something that is already successful, even if they're just going to use it to build their vision on top of. So we work with folks in both of those ways. And they can visit acechapman.com. to get in touch with us and shoot us an email. I'm always available, even for business owners. Just want to kind of talk about a future exit strategy. It's not saying, hey, you got to sell today. It's just, hey, let's start thinking about it. Here's some of the things to consider in your business.
That's acechapman.com, acechapman.com. You know, to be able to get help setting your business up right. I mean, I would encourage everybody, the best time to do this is yesterday, really. but the sooner you do it, the better. You know what I mean? The sooner you have systems in place and you have a plan, the better your business is going to grow, regardless of which direction you take it in the long term.
Yeah, yeah. And it really is a growth strategy as well. As you go through some of these things that prepare you for the exit strategy, a lot of times you start to see places where, man, I could really go and start working on this and get these folks, you know, into my business as customers, which, you know, grows now and increases the value for later.
So we like to be good teachers on the show and make sure that people have something that they can take action on right now. So give the folks a couple of things that they could do right now today to put in place systems to create a business that is an asset rather than just something that, you know, is working today.
Yeah. Well, number one is to create that folder of documentation around your standard operating procedures. So that's something, like we said, it's going to help you in your business today, and it'll help you in the future. The other thing that I tell people is when it comes to starting to have employees and people that are working in the business, you want to keep an eye on the people that you may be keeping around that aren't really producers. You know, one of the things that every business buyer dreads is getting buying a business and knowing, okay, I'm going to have to fire this person or get rid of that person. And then the last thing I'll say is people want to buy businesses that are on an uptrend. So a powerful thing is a lot of those ideas that you had, that you know, oh man, when I sell this or I talk to somebody, this is a huge opportunity. I'm not taking advantage of it, but it definitely is a huge opportunity. Even if you can just start to do that, that can be a really valuable thing. And then document how you started and be able to show, hey, you can see, you know, obviously the business hasn't doubled. I think it has the potential to do that. But we did see this 3%, 4% increase, and that's really powerful. And that goes for even ideas. You know, we had a deal where we really increased the value tremendously because the seller happened to tell us that they had started working, or they had mentioned, oh, yeah, one of the things I think with this is that we could franchise the business. And it's like, okay, well, that's great. You know, that's not really going to add a lot of value. But then we did a little bit of digging and found out that they had started the process. They had talked to the attorney. They had gotten the proposals together. They had actually gotten some of the trademarks and some of the work had already been done. They spent actual money on that. Those things become valuable when you're able to present, like, real evidence and, you know, show some of the work that you're saving them from having to do. Just saying, oh, this business can be franchised is a lot different than saying, oh, it can be franchised and we've started that work for you. And here you go. So that you kind of jumpstart that process.
And if a person hasn't addressed any of this, what would you say is the number one thing that a person needs to do to have a solid exit strategy for their business?
The easiest thing is starting to build relationships with potential buyers. You know, I start day one identifying who would be interested in this business. Would a supplier be interested in acquiring us? Would a competitor maybe want to come in and grow by buying us? And starting to identify who that potential buyer is. And then you can start to build your business so that it becomes an obvious buy for them. So, one of the ways that it's a very slow process, but I love to end up with four or five people that I'm targeting to buy the business that all are really interested. And our goal, anytime I sell a business, my goal is to have a bidding war. And that's how you create that bidding war effect.
So regardless of where you are in your business, I really think it's important for you to give some thought to all of the things that Ace has been talking about here today. You know, building an asset and having a recognizable brand so that people want your business. I mean, there'd be nothing better than to have people knocking on your door asking you, does your business happen to be for sale?
Yeah.
Ace, I really appreciate you taking the time today to help us think about something that, you know, may be tough for some people, but is definitely a piece of being a really thriving entrepreneur.
Awesome. Really great being on. I hope everybody got something out of it. And I hope to hear from some of the audience.
Yeah. That's Ace Chapman. And again, you can contact him at acechapman.com, acechapman.com. It is so important that you know and remember that you're here for a reason, and not allow creating a strategic plan for your business to get in the way of that. I'm always reminding you, remember that you are uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose. The world needs you. Kathy and I are here to help you live every day of your life as a thriving entrepreneur. And one of the elements that you can bring to this is having a business that has the systems, the brand recognition, and all of the things that go into making it profitable in the marketplace. I hope that all of you have a great week, and we'll see you next time on Thriving Entrepreneur.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur today. If you want to get your question answered, send an email to questions@wehelpyouthrive.com. We look forward to you joining us again next time.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best-kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Will you be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.